It's 8:07 on the morning show, Monday, March 18th. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Happy Monday to you.
Yeah, you went to Des Moines and didn't bring up any of that warm temps that they had.
You know,
down
there. It was actually pretty nice, but boy, Saturday when we got up out of the hotel, the wind had definitely picked up and it was brisk. So.
Yeah, well, we got some of that white stuff on the way.
It's March. March in Iowa, what do you expect?
Who would have thought February would have been warmer than March for Iowa? But hey, we'll talk about that here in a bit. We have a community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Kay Winkleman, do the honors.
We do. Floyd County Cattlemen's Association member Matt Haft is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Kay.
It is time for your annual Yum Yum Yummy fundraiser, which takes place this Saturday. Go ahead and tell us all about it.
Well, it's just our annual fundraiser. That'll be Saturday evening. Social will start at 5. We'll have dinner at 6, followed by a short program. We'll present our scholarship recipients for the year and also crown our 2024 Beef Queen. Followed up, we'll have some live and lots of silent auction items. And then pretty much everybody that's there is going to get a door prize. We have a lot of door prizes every year. So it's a good thing. I mean, we enjoy having it. This year we have our prime rib is being done by Flyin' Bull Barbecue out of Rockford, which is new for us, but somebody local that we're really excited to have them in and doing the meal for us. So we've heard a lot of good things about them. So we're happy for that.
Now, when you and I were discussing this interview a couple weeks ago, you said, you know, it's nice that you're having this catered in so that it kind of takes the weight off of you folks so mm-hmm. you can enjoy this.
Right.
Because you used to do all the grilling.
For years, we did grilled all our own ribeyes and then had somebody else prepare the sides, but it just got to be too much because then, you know, we were out grilling and we couldn't enjoy the social and anything else. So a few years ago, I just decided that it was time we needed to change that and let somebody else take care of the work and let us enjoy the beginning of it.
Well, prime rib, no matter where you get it from, is going to be delicious. This is held where?
Out at the fairgrounds at the Youth Enrichment Center.
Okay. And then can you tell us a little bit about what you use the funds for?
All the funds that we'll raise through the live and silent auction is for our youth programs. We have several years ago we started a scholarship program, I think back in 2007, and it started off as you know, it was just a thing to give back to the kids to help promote beef in youth and maybe keep some kids interested. We have that. We also do a lot with the kids at fair. You know, we buy all the kids shirts. We usually give them a voucher for a meal at our stand at the fair. And we do a lot of different things. Last year, we went up and we're trying to get back into the schools and grilling lunch during May Beef Month. So last year we did Central Springs, and then we came in and we grilled. We provided all the hamburgers, the staff and stuff took care of serving it, but we provided that. We want to try and get into one of the other schools this year, if that works out. Just anything to keep kids, youth interested and involved in animal agriculture, beef.
Mm-hmm. Going down to Des Moines on Friday, we were listening to a radio station, not ours because we were too far out of reach, but they were, I think they said on that day, 140 days to State Fair, something like that. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, this is the time of year where these kids start really kicking things into high mm-hmm. gear and really start thinking about their FFA and 4-H projects. They're showing all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So
yep.
What a great thing for you guys to be able to provide scholarships and keep the beef industry in front of our next generation.
Yep. And the one thing we were happy to do this year, you know, we have a limited number of applicants each year, usually 3 to 4 who apply. And last year we were building up enough reserve in our funds that we decided to allow them kids to make it renewable one time. So the kids that received it last year, they could reapply this year and could receive it again.
Scholarships.
The scholarship, yep. And then this year we also went back and said, you know, we've still got some good funds there. So we went back to any of the kids, well, basically in the last 5 to 6 years that would still be in college, and opened it up to them to reapply again also.
So what are the stipulations of the scholarship?
One of the, our main thing is that you have to be a member of the Cattlemen. That's number one. And a lot, some of the kids are active in showing beef, and some of them aren't as much, but that's our main criteria.
And can it be used for kids who are maybe not actually thinking about going into an ag-related college program? Or?
Correct. It's just a scholarship. It doesn't have to be an ag-related field. It just has to be, they have to be going to college.
Okay. Very good. So, Floyd County Cattlemen's Association fundraiser this Saturday, March 23rd at the Youth Enrichment Center. Prime Rib is, of course, the highlight of the evening.
I don't know about that. I don't know the highlight.
Well, I know. Everybody.
It's a pretty big highlight.
It's a pretty big highlight. But also, you'll get to see the crowning of the Beef Queen, see who receives scholarships, and of course, get a door prize and
we have lots of live and silent auction. I mean, we got some great prints that have been donated. We kind of hit a realm of, we have items for just about anybody that's there. I mean, you know, we got prints, we got coolers, we got handcrafted flags, we've got, you know, just swag baskets and stuff that people have donated. So there's something for everybody.
I guess I should say, actually, the highlight will be seeing Matt Haved at the Cattlemen's dinner.
Well, and a lot of times I end up kind of being I'm the only one that'll volunteer to be the MC.
Are you the official MC? That's what I was just going to say.
So I may or may not incorporate a few jokes into it, so I'm trying to keep some humor.
It's going to be a show you're not going to want to miss.
That's good.
So where do we get tickets at? Can we get tickets in advance?
We can get tickets. Any of our board members will have tickets. You can message our Floyd County Cattlemen's Facebook page. We do have Venmo set up there. Also, you can message any of the members directly. I don't know if my number is 641-220-2618. You can call or message me, and I can get you set up with tickets. They're $25 in advance, and it'll be $30 on Saturday, the day of the event. Okay. So,
awesome.
Well, thank you.
You betcha.
Nice to kick off our week talking about a fun fundraiser this Saturday, March 23rd, at the Youth Enrichment Center.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. It's 8:15. That was Community Conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. We have Dua Lipa coming up. Here's John Fogarty.